Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Prominent Bostonians are divided over whether the city of Boston should approve the restoration of Yawkey Way's old name, Jersey Street. The Red Sox are recommending the change, but Cardinal Sean O'Malley, advertising executive Jack Connors, and Suffolk Construction head John Fish are among those saying the road that runs along Fenway Park should remain Yawkey Way. Many of those supporting Yawkey Way lead organizations that are benefiting from the philanthropic foundation named after the former Red Sox president, Tom Yawkey. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on the controversy.
The Sox want to change the name of Yawkey Way because it's named after a longtime owner they say was racist. Here's Red Sox attorney David Friedman at a City Hall hearing yesterday.
The undeniable and regrettable history of the Red Sox with regards to race and integration during the Yawkey stewardship make it difficult to continue to give prominence to a symbol associated with an era marred by racial discrimination and inequality.
Among those who oppose changing the name of Yawkey Way is Ray Hammond. He's pastor of Bethel AME Church in Boston and a trustee of the Yawkey Foundation II, founded by Yawkey's widow, Jean. At that same hearing, Hammond called the narrative that Yawkey was a racist a false one. He maintains that Yawkey's reputation rests in part on an accusation that Yawkey used a racist epithet against Jackie Robinson during his tryout.
And according to Jean Yawkey, she and Yawkey were not even in Boston on the day of the tryout in April 1945. Their custom was to come back to Boston each year in May.
Instead of integrating then, the Sox became the last Major League Baseball team to hire African-American players. Still, Hammond said it's a fiction that this was because Tom Yawkey was a racist. Walter Carrington disputes Hammond's defense of Yawkey. He was in charge of the Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination's investigation of the Red Sox in 1959. He spoke to Jackie Robinson about the 1945 tryout,
which he described to me as an absolute sham, that the Red Sox did it only because a member of the Boston City Council had told the Red Sox that unless they gave a tryout to black players, that he was going to see that their license to have baseball games on Sunday was revoked.
The Sox never got back to Robinson. Carrington said it was not the curse of the Bambino that kept the team from winning all those years. It was the curse of Tom Yawkey, who refused to hire the best players in the game. Carrington says he feels the same way approaching Yawkey Way as he does approaching statues of Confederate generals. Saying that the Yawkey Foundation's good works absolve Tom Yawkey of racism, Carrington added, is like saying the Ford Foundation's good work absolves Henry Ford of his anti-Semitism. Coming to the defense of his old boss was Jim Longborg, who led the American League in wins and strikeouts during the 1967 Sox's impossible dream season, and who said Yawkey had been surrounded by bad influences.
But I personally saw a change in Mr. Yawkey from the 1966 season, 67 season, 68 season, when our team now became integrated with wonderful players like Elston Howard, who he traded for, Jose Tartable, Reggie Smith, Joe Foy, George Scott, all teammates of mine.
Longborg says Yawkey became a better man. He's urging the city to keep the Yawkey Way name. In 2 weeks, the commission holds another hearing on the name change. It's a proposal that's clearly pitting influential Bostonians against one another. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.